Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Salut à tous. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 26, numéro 26. Thanks for joining me here. In this lesson, we're talking veggies. You first learn 15 vegetable names in French, and then after that, we'll do a little quiz. Sounds good? Great. Before we get started, don't forget to download your lessons cheat sheet. The link is in the description. C'est gratuit. It's free. After the lesson, go and download your exercises so you can practice what you've learned. C'est aussi gratuit. It's also free. Okay, vous êtes prêts? Are you ready? C'est parti. So, let's get straight to the point and learn these 15 vegetables. C'est 15 légumes. By the way, a vegetable in French is un légume. Un légume. Très bien. Donc, répétez après moi. Repeat after me. Un poireau. A leek. Un poireau. Un poireau. Une pomme de terre. A potato. Une pomme de terre. Une pomme de terre. Une carotte. A carrot. Une carotte. Une carotte. Des haricots verts. Green beans. Des haricots verts. Des haricots verts. I have to make a pronunciation note here. The H in French is always, always silent, so you don't pronounce it. But this particular H here is called an aspirated H. It means that the liaison is not allowed. So you don't say des haricots verts. You say des haricots verts. Do you hear the difference? Des haricots verts. It's wrong. Des haricots verts. That's right. Now, I explained the aspirated H and the liaison in my course, French Pronunciation Kickstarter. It's the complete A to Z pronunciation course for French beginners struggling with their spoken French and wanting to communicate clearly and confidently. So, if you just started to learn French or you've been working to improve your French pronunciation for a while, go check it out now at mathildekin.com/FPK. All right, now let's go back to our veggies. Une tomate. A tomato. Une tomate. Une tomate. Des champignons. Mushrooms. Des champignons. Des champignons. Une courgette. A zucchini. Une courgette. Une courgette. Un poivron.
A pepper.
Un poivron. Un poivron. De l'ail.
Garlic.
De l'ail. De l'ail. Un oignon.
An onion.
Un oignon. Un oignon.
Careful here, because I know it can be a bit confusing for French beginners, but it's un oignon and not un oignon. Okay, I've heard that many, many times. Un oignon.
Une salade verte.
A green salad.
Une salade verte. Une salade verte. Un chou-fleur.
A cauliflower. Un chou-fleur. Un chou-fleur. Un brocoli. A broccoli. You pronounce it the same as the English version, but it's written differently. Un brocoli with only one C. Une patate douce. A sweet potato. Une patate douce. Une patate douce. Des asperges. Asparagus. Des asperges. Des asperges. Alright, done. We've got our 15 vegetables, nos 15 légumes. Now, it's time for a little quiz. So take your eyes off the cheat sheet if you've got it in front of you. First, I'm going to say the words in English. I'll give you a few seconds to answer and then I'll provide the answer. Sounds good? Okay, on y va. What's a cauliflower? Un chou-fleur. A zucchini? Une courgette. Mushrooms. Champignons. Garlic. De l'ail. A leek. Un poireau. Great. How did you go? Now, let's do the reverse. I'll give you the words in French and you translate in English. C'est quoi des haricots verts? Green beans. Des asperges. Asparagus. Une patate douce. A sweet potato. Un poivron. A pepper. Une salade verte. A green salad. That last one was easy. Okay, bien joué. Well done, guys. Well, that's already the end of our lesson. Thank you so, so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any new episode. And make sure you go and download your exercises. It's free. If you've liked this lesson, let me know on my website or my Instagram. I would love to know. I'll talk to you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.